Good morning and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer. The goal of this podcast is to bring you innovative ideas, get you thinking outside the box when it comes to teaching and learning. Now, today's not quite as innovative as normal. It's more of an update for our faculty at South Mountain Community College, but keep listening because there was a workshop that was held that several of you may want to click on that link and go check that out. So for today, we have an update of working spaces. Our faculty have been sharing the workspaces that they have set up at home. And this picture, so you'll have to go to the accompanying guide for this podcast. And in this picture, we have Dolores' workspace. She is working from her college kid's old bedroom. So she has taken over the bedroom. I don't know if her college child is still at college or has come home or has went on vacation, but she has set up, or maybe they're sharing the bedroom together. She's set up her office space and then her child comes in and sleeps at night. I don't know. But anyways, you can check that picture out. And then what she says is the positive for being at work at home. She enjoys that she is able to eat healthier and see her family more often. And then she puts in quotes, maybe too often. But anyways, she also states that the crime seems to be at an all-time low. So that is also nice. Next up, Maricopa has come up with a pass-fail option for our students. More information will be coming out for you today through a district email, so you'll get the official communication and what that means. But it looks like the students will have an option to do pass-fail instead of getting a formal grade. Our three state university partners has agreed to it, and the pass-fail option will be equivalent to a C grade. The workshop I referred to earlier is the Trauma-Informed Pedagogy Workshop. This was hosted by our friends at Pima Community College. They were nice enough to invite us and include us in this training. We have the recorded video of that webinar. You are welcome to go listen to that. The link is in the guide that goes with this podcast. And you'll want to start it at about 4.5 minutes. There were some technical difficulties, so start there. And the webinar, the recording is about an hour long, so enjoy. South Mountain, in collaboration with South Mountain Works Coalition, has developed a COVID-19 resource guide for us. So this is specific to the South Mountain area. That doesn't mean that some of the rest of you can't get ideas about what resources to contact, or if you work at another institution and you're looking at putting together a guide, you could take a peek and see what type of information is included in that guide. But for South Mountain, you'll want to share this out with students also, and we have already put it into our South Mountain Student Hub in addition to our CTL Hub for you. But it's got a lot of information as far as contact information, phone numbers, you know, where if they need help with food, where to get that, finances, just everything. It's just a huge guide of all these links to the community resources. So be sure to check that out and share that with your students. Up today at 7 p.m., we do have our The Wine Hour again, and we will be coming together just to ask questions, share ideas, laugh, and just be able to feel connected as we're working remotely. There are a lot of WebEx webinar trainings happening again this week. So I've listed all of those into the document, but for today, there is one at 10:30 a.m. These are all being hosted by MCLI again. Thank you, MCLI. We really appreciate it. The next training will be tomorrow. So there's three trainings tomorrow. And most of it's around being able to use WebEx, navigating the environment. And then starting in April, that's later this week, they'll actually be looking at how to use WebEx training to facilitate breakout groups. And I know some of you may want to do that with your students in your classes, so be sure to check out that information. But they're keeping the training going, so if you're still struggling or having problems, then make sure you hop into those sessions. Also, Falcony, if you've not used WebEx yet, and starting next week, you will be using it for the first time with your students, let us know in the CTL. We can do a practice session with you. So if you actually want to start a meeting and be the host and practice it with us being a student, then we can do that for you. That gives you an opportunity to be more comfortable with the environment before you actually start using it with students. So if you want to do a practice meeting with us, please just email us, let us know, and we'll set up a time. We can hop in there and you can have time to learn the menu and get comfortable with being the host of the meeting. That is it for today. I know there's more information coming out later today, so we'll try to communicate that out tomorrow. Right now, I have a special guest for tomorrow. I don't want to tell you for sure in case, you know, things don't go as planned, but hopefully tomorrow we'll have a special guest on our podcast and you won't just be listening to me for a change. We'll actually be able to tap someone else's brain and have a conversation. Have a great day. Happy Monday. It's going to be a wonderful week. And just let us know if you need anything. We'll see you tomorrow on the Innovative Teaching Podcast. Bye.
Stronger than before.